number one.
From the Interim Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report providing an update on Route 51 Oklahoma Avenue routing changes. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant and your guests.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Lloyd Grant, Managing Director for the Transit System. Joining me is Sandra Kellner, Chief Operating Officer for the Transit System. This report is to update you on the extension of routes service to the Marion Center for Nonprofits. This extension was discussed at the September 2012 committee cycle. At that time, we said the routing change was expected to increase ridership in this area for several housing units for older adults, as well as agencies that operate, nonprofit agencies that operate in that area. Mm-hmm. We also said that we would remove the routing change with the intent of making it permanent after about a 3 to 6 month period of review to ensure the service is operating smoothly. Ms. Kellner has led the effort to manage this project since the extension was put in place, and she's worked closely with a number of...
Excuse me, can we ask you to talk a little bit louder, please? I can't hear you back.
Is it mic on?
Is it red light on?
It's on now.
Okay.
I'll repeat that Ms. Kellner has provided oversight of this project since the extension was put in place, and she's worked closely with a number of interest groups that have been focusing on this project. So she'll give a short overview of the report.
Right here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Really, today is just a follow-up on how the extension has been going after it's been operating for about 6 months now. And just as a refresher, the extension to the Marion Center was based on a request not directly to go to the Marion Center. The original request was actually to stop the bus short further west along the route and not go as far east. And that whole discussion got the attention of the folks at the Marion Center, not just at the Marion Center for Nonprofits, but the residential units that are also on that property. And there was concern that they were going to be losing their bus service. So it was at that point that we at the transit system looked at other alternatives that we could, in part, address the concerns originally presented and maintain service to the Marion Center. And from there, we were allowed to utilize that property for bus turnaround. And so far, what we've been seeing is, on a given day, as many as 20 rides per day. That has adjusted a little bit seasonally with the colder weather. But we are seeing a definite demand and appreciation for better access to transit by being right there in front of the Marion Center. We also took some surveys to get a better idea of who's using this bus stop, and we're finding that it's mostly people who are using the bus to get to work, and of course we have homes, social appointments, and church and what have you. So overall, even though not all of the respondents of that survey said that they actually take the bus, they are in favor. 97% of those respondents are in favor of the bus continuing the extension. Now, we also had the opportunity to meet with residents that are near the Marion Center, but along Lake Drive. They presented to us that they were not happy. Their preference is to not have that many buses coming down South Lake Drive. So we met with them a couple times. They shared that information with us. But in the long run, our final analysis is that our goal is to provide better transit service to the community, and we're finding that we're doing that with this extension and at no cost, no additional cost on the route. So it's our recommendation that we continue this route extension.
Any questions of these two individuals? If not, thank you. We have a couple people who would like to respond, and we have each person will have 3 minutes to talk about this issue. On item number one, Jeff Wagner.
Good morning. When we met a while back with Mr. Haas and Mr. Zielinski, we decided that there was an alternative deal for one of the situations for Route 51. There was a triangle area that was used before where the bus used to lay over. The transit system now never brought it up again. Mr. Haas seems to have lost it also. And according to Mr. Zielinski, we were going to only use that on spare, separate times, only when necessary. But now I got a deal where they're using this until they claim that they need to have this up until 11 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and because they don't have parking at the Marion Center. When we met for the Triangle area by Delaware, even the Hectors, the owner there of the restaurant, he thought it was a good idea. We rode around the block about 3 or 4 times. We determined that the bus driver could make that without any difficulty. Mr. Zielinski said he would change the parking there so we could have even a better area for the bus to turn around. And we're trying to get the bus off of the area here coming down Illinois and coming down around the turn there on Superior before they even get going west, south towards the Marion Center. Now, that seems to be just shelved, and everybody seems to be forgetting about that. That's totally ignored, not even brought up. I don't even think it's on the agenda, and I guess I'm going to ask Mr. Haas, what happened to that? According to Mr. Zielinski, it was a go, everything was working, and either Mr. Haas and Mr. Zielinski are not communicating with each other. And everybody there, we've been living with this bus turning around by our property now I've been living there for 27 years. And it's about time that we do something. And the bus used to be there years ago on the Triangle. And the people around the Triangle, Mr. Haas said that him and Tony were going to check into that. The people who were there right around there, and like I said, we checked with the main person over there, Hector's, and he was all for it. The guy who owns the Triangle said, fantastic. Go ahead, no problem whatsoever. He also owns the property across the street, two of them, and he said you could park the bus there too. He didn't care. And I guess what I'm wondering why are we being totally, utterly ignored and just like we don't exist? What do we have all this meeting for? The transit system, they never even brought it up now. It's like it never happened. So what happened to the Triangle area where they're going to do something where they're going to have the bus lay over there? That's before it even gets back and forth to the Marion Center. Right now, we've got people where the bus, literally the headlights shine right in their front living room every time they come around the corner. They come around, we can hear the shaking. I got plaster in my house that cracks all the time. You can feel the jarring of the bus. They do that spin as they come around the corner. And I guess I'd like to know what is being done about that. Why does that shelve? I would like it brought back up. I like it on public record that we need to look into that, and where has it gone? And when we talked to the transit system, we said, have you done anything? They do a survey, but nothing happens with it. It's like it's off in limbo somewhere. And I guess I'd like that looked into.
Thank you. Mr. Grant, do you have a comment about the Triangle?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, we did take a look at that request to consider.
Could you talk a little louder, please?
We did take a look at that request to look at that alternative as a possible turnaround. That was reviewed by Ms. Kellner and her staff, and I'll let her speak to that in a little bit more detail.
Yes, thank you. We went out, we looked at this triangle that Mr. Wagner is referring to, and we did determine that logistically we could make the turns if we reduced some parking and made that bus stop ADA accessible. However, the reason why we did not pursue it at this time is because there's no guarantee that even though you might have one or two property owners along that triangle that think this is great, there's no guarantee that you don't have other resident concerns. Beyond that, we would not be continuing to serve the residents at the Marion Center and those that are working at the Marion Center. So stopping it early not only doesn't necessarily resolve resident issues, but it also doesn't do our purpose in serving the Marion Center with better transit access.
Thank you. Jacqueline Smucker. No, I'm going to let them speak. They're going to do this.
I'm sorry?
Ms. Smucker, you have the floor.
Okay. My name is Jackie Smucker. I live on Superior Street, south of Oklahoma Avenue. And as an immediate follow-up to what Ms. Kellner said, I would like to say that the residents who live on Superior Street, south of Oklahoma, have never in any way been involved in this change, and that we suffer all of the negative consequences that the people north of Oklahoma have talked about, and we suffer them double because instead of the bus looping there, the bus actually goes back and forth. So instead of 50 buses a day during the week, we have 101. Now, if you're concerned about everyone else, why are you not concerned about us? Why has no one ever talked to us? Why has no one ever considered the impact that this bus has on us? That's just for starters. Secondly, I'd like to say that in November I wrote a letter, my husband and I wrote a letter to this committee and received no response. Yesterday I sent you an email in which I responded to the report that was discussed and submitted to you this morning. We along South Superior Street would like the 51 bus be returned to the Oklahoma Superior layover immediately, consider and have that in place while we look at and pursue other alternatives. It is particularly important to do this immediately now because it is a 15-ton bus on a street that has a 3-ton weight limit. The spring is especially tough on roads and it's going to cause severe damage. Okay. Next, I would like to say that I have reviewed this report, and I see that, first of all, there are very few seniors who use this bus, but those who do have no advantage in using the bus stop at the Marion Center or at Oklahoma and Superior. It's exactly 1/10 of a mile either way. There's no advantage. For the people who use the bus at the Marion Center, it's 2/10 of a mile walk. It's certainly a reasonable distance. No one has requested this change. No one in the living or working in the area has ever requested this particular change. We also feel that bus service should be provided to existing people, not put in place for future developments. Mass transit should serve people's needs now. In addition, in looking at your data, the data that was provided in this report, 99.5% of the time those buses are running empty. You have 0.5% ridership. We have 639 buses going there a week. This is costing us taxpayers money, and it is costing environmental damage, and it is ruining my enjoyment of my home. Thank you very much. I have some questions, if I have time for that. I would like to know...
You have a minute, okay?
I have 1 minute. Okay, then what I will do, because I don't think I'll have time for you to answer these questions, I would like to ask these and ask you to think about them. These questions are, what is the justification for the continuation of the number 51 branch of the Marion Center in light of the comments that I made above? Number two, what is your proof of positive impact? I don't see it here. What is your response to the legitimate neighborhood concerns about the negative impact of the bus on our community? And number four, what constitutes smooth operation? That was one of the reasons given for doing this extension. Number five, why are you not considering both the Delaware-New York Triangle Loop, which you did discuss, and when we met with Mr. Grant, we suggested another alternative, a broader alternative, which addresses end-of-line lack of ridership and other bus routes as well, potentially, and that is to loop the bus with the 53 bus. And lastly, how in the name of addressing concerns of noise by some area residents do you justify doubling the problem for the residents south of Oklahoma? Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's a young lady named Sarah, but I will not mess up the last name.
Fresca, like the soda.
Oh, it is L. Okay.
There's a couple extra letters in there.
Okay.
Hi, Chairman and committees. My name is Sarah Fresca, and I live on Illinois and Superior, which was the triangle where the bus turned around prior to the extension to the Marion Center. That is a primarily or fully residential triangle, and as Jeff Wagner mentioned, when the buses would turn around, a lot of the stopping and starting and accelerating really affects us as residents with our houses shaking, windows vibrating, noise and air pollution, and headlight pollution shining through the windows. So since the route has changed to the Marion Center, it's been a big difference for us. It hasn't gone away completely. We can still feel some vibrations as the bus goes by in Oklahoma and some noise, but it's greatly reduced, and it's a lot better. A couple other things I wanted to talk about was the consistency. We have noticed that buses have still been going around our triangle at some random hours of the day and even late in the evening. And I'm not sure if this is due to confusion of the drivers or if there are some certain schedule changes. I know that there were some events at the Marion Center where additional parking was needed, so the bus couldn't turn around in the parking lot, so an alternate was being looked at. And I think that's back to our residential triangle. We did receive an email from Ms. Kellner of 11 days within the next 6 weeks that the bus will be using our residential turnaround. And I guess we would like further information as to why that's occurring and the frequency and if that's happening, you know, frequently throughout the summer. We have concerns about that. I think that this creates confusion for riders, drivers, and the residents, so having some sort of consistency could really help that. And if these changes are occurring, how is it going to be communicated? If a bus rider is on the route, how do they know if it's turning around at Illinois and Superior or if it's going to the Marion Center? Is it posted, or, you know, what kind of communication is available? Third, I know there was discussion that the early morning and late evening was not utilized very much at the Marion Center, and if there was an alternate for that, I don't think bringing it back to our residential triangle turnaround is a viable option, because that just creates all of the same issues of light, noise, vibration that we've already been trying to reduce. And finally, regarding the other triangle, this commercial triangle that's at New York and Delaware, this was the alternate turnaround. And I don't think that it's fair to just dismiss that as an option. What I would propose would be further canvassing of that area to see how many residents would be affected or how many would be interested. Because around that turnaround, it is probably 90% commercial properties and rental units and not residences. So I think that that could greatly reduce disruption to people in private residences. So it would be worth looking into that a little bit more. And I think that it's important that we just keep the communication going between the city and the county so we can all be aware of changes going on and how this route would affect everyone. So I thank you for having these meetings and discussions and listening to our concerns and studying changes. And I guess I would urge you to consider that commercial triangle as a primary turnaround with an option of maybe limited service to the Marion Center. So maybe a bus goes every other bus or every once an hour, but something that's consistent that riders, drivers, and residents can all understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill Luffin.
I wish to speak.
All right. Mr. Grant, any persons, questions for the county committee?
Yes, I do.
Supervisor Jersey?
I just want to make a comment about the Marion Center and the project that the ECD committee approved last year. And there have been some rumors that the Marion Center project, which would add 40 apartments to the area that we're talking about here, has been canceled. Those rumors are false. Marion Center is still very much viable, and the bus service that we're talking about here would be very important to the Marion Center. The one other comment is that no one requested the change. In fact, the seniors that live in the Canonical Court, Juniper Court apartments did, in fact, request the 51 change. So there was actually a petition served upon myself and I believe Mr. Haas with regard to those. You know, just I appreciate the residents from the city of Milwaukee coming in and speaking to us. I don't think any of us are unsympathetic. All kinds of things in life in the big city cause irritations. For example, at the airport, we have a noise abatement committee. We have citizens that live under runway corridors who if you wanted to talk about interruptions in some very busy days, can be interrupted every 2 or 3 minutes with planes overhead. These things happen. I think we try to balance I know I try to balance the irritations of life. I'm not unsympathetic to the neighbors that are here, but with regard to families and neighbors, we all have to kind of weigh the irritations of life in the big city. I continue to support the bus route that has been extended. From what I've heard, we are serving more people, and we are going to get a project coming in here that potentially will make this a very important extension. And that project remains on course to be finished. And I thank Ms. Kellner. I know she has met with these neighbors, so the statement that they haven't been communicated with I don't think is correct. And I certainly have also shared information, as has Supervisor Haas, who I think has been very attentive to this. I won't speak for him, but we're not unsympathetic. But at the end of the day, it's a balancing act, and I think Route 51 is doing what we had hoped it would do. So I apologize for the irritations for folks that live on bus routes. I believe that probably exists all over this county. And my final comment is Tony Zielinski is not able to direct bus policy. However, he may one day direct trolley policy. So we'll leave it at that. Ooh. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand that this is an informational item.
Correct.
As such, we would not be formally voting on it. However, I do wish to note my constituents' concerns, be they appreciation or very legitimate objections to this change.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments or questions?
Could I make a comment?
Ms. Smucker, you had opportunity to speak.
I'm
at the present moment. But you have your questions that you will submit to us, correct?
My comment relates to a correction that Patrick made, but I'm
not. Okay, you're right. We're not going to get that comment. Thank you, Ms. Smucker. Supervisor Brokowski?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I wasn't going to speak, but I guess because I haven't heard from the department, I guess I heard some alternatives, some possibilities, some what are our action steps from you all as far as looking at some of the suggestions, every other, you know, rotation or whatever. I guess I'm curious as to what where the department is right now as far as where do you take it from here?
Mr. Grant, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Well, at this point, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we're recommending that the service continue as it is. We have certainly looked at a number of different alternatives and have concluded that the current routing is the best to achieve our objective of providing service to the public in that area.
And Mr. Grant, you will address those issues that Ms. Smucker and the other individuals had, and we will come back and make sure they get the information. Am I correct?
Yeah, I can address that, Mr. Chairman, yes.
Correct. If there's no other comments or questions, Madam Clerk, item number 2.